Parashas Vayechi, Perek Memches, Pasuk Chafez, Vani Nesaiti Luchashchem, Achar Alachecha, Asher Lachakti B'yad Amori, B'char B'yu B'kashti. So when Yaakov was about to die, so he wanted to give Yosef a gift, an additional gift, a portion of Eretz Yisrael that would belong to the Jews in the future. He wanted to give him this gift, the Marashal explains, for Hakaras HaTov, for making sure that they bring his remains to Eretz Yisrael for burial. And the Mefarshim point out that it was a gift that his descendants wouldn't get into a couple hundred years later when they entered the Eretz Yisrael, but nevertheless, it was going to be, Shechem will be an important part of the future of Klal Yisrael. So it says he gave him this gift, so it says, which I've taken over, which I took from the hands of the Amori, Becharbi uvakashti, with my sword and with my bow and arrow. So there's a famous Targum Unculus. Targum Unculus usually explains things kapshuto. But over here, instead of saying with sword and bow and arrow, he says Bisalusi uvausi, which are different types of prayer. So the Targum explains Charbi as being Bisalusi and Vukashti uvausi. What's the connection between Becharbi uvakashti and prayer? There's a famous Meshech Chochma, Remeir Simcha Cohen, who points out that there are two types of prayers we have. There's the prayer of the sword and the prayer of the bow and arrow. The prayer of the sword is, we know Anshei Knesset HaGadolah instituted Tefillah, and specifically they instituted Shmona Esrei. So the brachas, the Tefillah, the Shmona Esrei, is specific prayers about how to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's this set formal prayer. And then there is the part of the prayer where we could make our own bakashos. That's like whether it's in the Shema Koleinu, or within when you want to ask for your own chokma, so in the Tachonin. So there's two parts to prayer. There's the formal part of prayer and the informal part. So the formal part is like a sword. Like, that's why even if you don't understand Hebrew, but you know how to read Hebrew. So reading a sword works. You have a sharp sword, you nip the neck of someone, you could just touch him very slightly and kill him in a second. The Charbi doesn't need, it's powerful in its own right. You don't need to do much to be successful at war or wherever you're fighting someone. So too with Tefillah. Obviously, we always try to have kavanah and the best kavanah, but reading the words from Chazal, that by itself is like a charbi. However, this other part, when we have, everyone has their own saras, bakashas, and therefore, that's like a bow and arrow. A bow and arrow is the more you pull back, the further it goes. The more kavanah you have, the stronger it is. So that's why if you're going to pray, which usually works well, because if you're praying in English or any language you know, you can have more kavanah if you know what you're saying than when you don't know what you're saying. So it fits well. And in fact, that's how some explain it as well. We know the Gemara tells us in Brachas, Chavav Amid Beis, the Gemara tells us that, well, actually it's a debate in the Gemara whether Tefillah's Avos Tiknun or Tefillah Keneged Karbanos. Tefillah's Avos Tiknun, Avraham, Shacharis, Yitzchak, Mincha, Yaakov, Meiriv, or is there Keneged the Karban Tum and Shoshachar, Sherban Abayim, and the leftover stuff you burn at night? So what's this issue, whether Tefillah's Avos Tiknun or Tefillah Keneged Karbanos? So that's what the Mefarshim point out, is that Tefillah's Keneged Karbanos, that's the formal part of Tefillah. You bring the same Karban every, the same way, same exact thing, you bring it all the time. However, when you're dealing with Karbanos, so it's the same. But when it comes to Tefillah, Avram had his issues, his challenges, Yitzchak had his challenges, Yaakov had his. Each one, Shacharis, Mincha, Meir, all different. Shacharis, when things are good, you have to pray. Meir, when you're in darkness. And Mincha, when it's good now, but you see the darkness coming. Everyone has their own challenges. So that's what we have, both aspects. Tfilos Keneged Avos and Tfilos Keneged Karbonos. And that's why there's a discussion. Should it be better to pray in your own language or in the tefillah of the Chazal? So obviously you could do both. In other words, Bechar Be'uva Kashti. One could daven in Hebrew, and as well think about and have Kavana as well. And that's what that's how the Meshech Chochma explains the Targum Unkelus, Bechar Be'uva Kashti B'Salusi Ve'usi. And that's because the question is, why does the Targum take it out of Pshuto Shomekar? Because usually, if you've, well, not anymore, but back in the day, first, how did you fight a war? You did hand-to-hand combat. And then when you got, well, no, actually, the opposite. When you, first you shot the bow and arrow from far away, and then when you got closer, you did hand-to-hand combat. So the Pasuk should have said, Bakashtu Vacharbi. So that's how the Targum realized it wasn't talking about physically the war, but it's talking about spiritually, it's talking about davening, or else it would have been Vakashi Vakharbi. That's how he explains it's Tfilah, and that's how the Meshech Chochma explains Vakharbi is the koach of Tfilah of Chazal, that they set up the exact word and they knew what to say, what not to say. And as well, Vakashi is our own personal Bakashas, so the stronger we pull back, the stronger the effect in the Vela Tfilah and Kaddish Baruch Hu, we have a better chance of being answered.